No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we're doing something that I've always wanted to do that I tweeted about a couple months ago, and Carmen Karma is helping us make it happen. She's here with her husband.
Yeah.
And I am here with my girlfriend, lady friend, Lena the Plug.
Hi. His name's Alex, by the way.
Alex.
Yeah. Alex.
He has a name.
He has a name. So, yeah. So Carmen, maybe you could introduce us to Alex a little bit, and we can start with a drilling into you guys' relationship a little bit, maybe. That sounds fun, comfortable, right?
Yeah, I'm down for anything.
Carmen loves drilling.
I've gotten that idea. Oh, see, so much innuendo already.
Sorry, had to.
The clap that I did to start this, that almost became an STD clinic.
I started licking the mic.
How'd you guys meet? Let's do that.
So we met at a nightclub, right? Or I guess like at the guy's, his friend's house that I was actually going to see his, hang out with his friend, not him.
You were there to fuck the other Alex.
The other Alex. There was another Alex I was hanging out with.
And
then I walked out of the elevator at the apartment, and I just like went right up to my husband now and was like, hi, I'm Carmen.
Why? What was it? What was it about him versus the other Alex?
I was black.
You read my mind.
I don't know. He was just like, I just black. Saw him right. Yeah. Okay, maybe
African
a little
American,
bit.
Yes. This is it. This is my big opportunity.
But I like wasn't like super, I feel like you were the one more interested in me. He was following me around a nightclub all night. Like we went to a nightclub. And I mean, I wasn't really thinking much of it. And then I ended up actually going home in an Uber with his three friends or two friends. I fucked one of his friends and got fingered by the other two before he came back to the hotel. Or
yeah, you guys left me at the club. And I literally went to the bathroom and I came out and the entire table.
And I was in the Uber getting gangbanged, pretty much.
This sounds to me like the kind of night that if I had that night at the club, I would be so bummed that I would go home and eat ice cream.
Right.
And you then know, so I would be sad.
I was determined.
Went, yeah,
I
he
was
went
like,
to
I was
the.
Like, this is happening. I put the work in.
Wow.
Literally the leg work in.
But okay, so how did you feel when she walked up to you? What was going through your head? And how long ago was this?
5 or 6 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
5 years.
And so in your mind, she was like the most banging thing you had set eyes on in a long time?
At the moment, she was a porn star that looked like she was into me.
Okay.
And I honestly,
and that's all it takes.
His girlfriends before me were like super preppy and like the opposite of me.
Oh, God.
Really? Yeah. So you'd been stuck with a bunch of frigid hoes prior to this?
Yes, for lack of a better word. But yeah, I dated like super, super, super preppy girls.
Really?
Vanilla.
Like, terribly preppy.
Is that because you're coming from this? I mean, you're a military guy, I understand it?
Now, yes.
Now.
But, okay. I mean, my family was always, like, not conservative.
Yeah, they are. He's adopted by, like, rich white people.
Really?
Yes.
So, like, he's raised, so I'm, like, more of the black one in the relationship, like, like attitude-wise, like, inside. So he's always been, like, he went to private school and was, like, a super good boy. So I feel like the most, like.
You corrupted him.
Yes. But, yeah. So I was, like, super, like, really confused why he was dating me when I went and, like, stalked his social media and saw his, like, exes.
So was everybody else.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, where did she come from?
Yeah.
How? Where? Why?
So she was like this revelation for you that like, mm-hmm. Oh, maybe I don't want to live a squeaky clean lifestyle that I've been doing.
It was not so much squeaky clean. It was just like I'd always considered myself like an old school, like romantic kind of guy, like whatever you want to define that as. But I met her and she was just so, the thing that I love about her is that she's so unapologetically herself.
Mm.
Everything that she does is exactly who she's supposed to be and she doesn't really care what you think.
Mm.
This is what you get, this is who I am, deal with it kind of thing.
I like that.
So, and I never met anyone before that was like that. So that was like, I was like, oh, I need to get to know this girl.
Wow. Okay, so there wasn't any part of you that was bothered or in any way upset over the whole thing with her getting essentially gangbanged by a bunch of your friends? Right before,
so I didn't know about that.
No. He came back to the apartment.
This was revealed like years later.
I went outside to smoke. No. You knew I was giving head to two of them.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
They didn't text you as
it was like,
it was
a little time.
It was like after we got married and you're like, oh yeah, I remember the night we met? Like I got gangbanged by a bunch of your friends. I was like, huh?
No, I saved them that I fucked that one weird guy.
Oh, Adam?
No, I didn't fuck. Well, I fucked Adam too, but. The other guy, I can't remember his name anymore, but he came, I literally went outside to smoke a cigarette, and then you were walking up. And yep. I was like, hi, and then we started having sex outside in the balcony as I'm smoking a cigarette.
You started having sex on the balcony with this random guy?
With him, yeah.
Oh, and with then, him? At no, the same party?
Wait, I thought that was
yeah.
in the car.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we had sex on top of a car. So we started making our way over to your car, right? And we stopped and we were having like sex on top of a car and
in the middle of the street.
And then he was like, we were driving home. I remember I was sucking your dick on, in the driver or in the passenger seat, and he was like, "What's my name?" And I was like, "Daddy." He's like, "No, what's my
what's my actual name?"
And I was just like, "I have no idea." And you're like, "My name is Alex."
Alex. Continue. Yeah. So.
That's so good. I mean, I feel like you would have gone to Alex if you just guessed like the top five most common boy names. Climate,
where were you at in your life when this was going down? Like when you were showing up at this house, were you just full on party mode, just enjoying yourself, hooking up with whoever you felt like?
Yeah, this is like the point in my life where I was party girl. Like all I cared about was like doing coke and having sex and not, and like in my head, because I was in the industry for a few years already, I just assumed no one's going to take me seriously. And I didn't want to date a male performer because I just don't think I could handle it. I don't know.
None of the girls seem like they want to date any of the male performers. They're all like,
all bitch boys, right? I mean, no offense to the ones that I fuck with and stuff. I'm sure there's a lot of cool ones, but a lot of them are some hoes, right?
Yeah. I've never taken any of them seriously. So I just kind of, in my head, was like, maybe one day someone will want to marry me, but like, maybe not. But I mean, I just didn't think who would take a porn star seriously. But then, like, since our first, I thought it was gonna be like a one night stand, and then he was just kind of moved in. He just kind of moved in. You were obsessed with
me. Didn't you think that I was still dating my ex?
Yeah.
Because I've never been like big on social media or anything.
Okay.
So like, my ex and I broke up maybe like 4 months before we met. And
your profile
picture was still
kissing her.
I didn't delete anything. I was like,
well, profile picture
on Twitter that I never used.
Right, okay.
That I never used.
But you Googled them and you found it and you were like, in a relationship.
Yeah,
and
but then I still invited him over to have sex again that same night. I was
it
like,
doesn't
well,
sound
here
like you were going to let girlfriend stop you at that time. Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to put you out because you deleted this and we'll never forgive you for it. The morning after, I left her apartment and she tweeted, "Just had the best sex of my life. Yada, yada, yada," all this stuff. It was like a paragraph. And I screenshotted it because that was dope.
You were hyped.
I was hyped. It validated me. I sent it to Donnie.
His friend.
Wait, but so you're out here taking all this professional, high-grade, nuclear-level dig that is, like, you know, well-paid in comparison to some jobs. But then you bang him, and it was actually the best dick you ever took? What was it?
I think it was just, like, the excitement of it all. Like, we started, you were, like, choking me on a car and being like, "Who's your daddy?" And I was like so scared. I remember telling him like the next day, I was like, "I thought you were gonna murder me," but I was kind of into it. I'll take the risk right now. I don't know, there was just something about it. And then when we got home, I had no idea. So he had vanilla girlfriends before me, you know. So we get to my house and I'm like, "Grab the coconut oil," and he has no idea. I'm like, "Shove it in my ass." He's never had anal before.
You had never done anal before?
Never.
Wow.
So he was just mind-blowing.
You're making me feel like my life has been so vanilla up until this point. Like, hey, we got to go home and you got to almost kill me, please, okay?
I feel bad about banging you on the couch for all these months.
Let's not talk about it.
Wow, okay. So where does it go from there? Did you get home and immediately search your name on Pornhub?
Yeah. For sure. That was how the afternoon was spent. Kind of like a trophy hunting of sorts.
And it didn't make you like her less. It made you still as interested in her.
I never cared. I thought about this because I knew I was going to get asked. I never cared.
Really?
Not one part of me was like, kind of a red flag, or are you okay with this? I was just like, this is what she does. It's your job.
Yeah, he's never like...
It never bothered me. And still doesn't.
It's so weird. Yeah, when I think about it, because like all my girlfriends are like, what? You know, like, does he have a brother? Like, because it's so hard to find a normal guy that's okay with you. I'll be like giving him a kiss. He's like, "Hey, how funny your content, you banging this other guy." You know, like,
yeah,
and it's just
like the
it's so nonchalant. Yeah,
girls that they can't find guys to date that are gonna also let them have their career. Sorry, is it?
Right, and he's never even.
I'll
I don't
just
think
do this.
Okay, I don't know what the hell is going on. Mike.
Yeah, like I'm friends with a lot of girls in the industry, and they're just like, "You're so lucky, you have a boyfriend." And that he doesn't care about what you do. Obviously, I don't fuck other guys. But, you know, if I did, I wouldn't have a boyfriend right now.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on, babe.
I'm a very
you're
open-minded guy.
You're not that open-minded.
Just
you're
like
not
Alex
here. Open-minded.
No, I'm just like Alex. What are you talking about? Okay, but so how did it slowly, like, get more serious? Or was it just serious since day one right there?
I think it was, we were more so just kind of like partying together all the time, right?
Yeah, it was like, because I was a promoter at the time.
Oh,
dun, she was. I was not happy about that. I was like, not happy.
Best guys are usually club promoters.
The best ones, always.
No, so I remember I asked you the morning after. I was like, so what do you do? And you're like, I was working last night. I'm like, oh.
Oh, God.
You work at the club? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. But I mean, like, who am I to judge, right?
Right.
But exactly. I just, like, assume promoters are, like, not Deuce guys bags. I want to. Yeah, not guys
Ew,
I want to date.
Gross promoter, says the porn star. But
the club promoters are at home. Like, God damn it. Like, I thought this was a cool job.
I did too. But we never had like the talk or like, are we doing this seriously?
I think we were like just kind of fell in love over. And then like once I started wanting to get sober, that's when things mm-hmm. got like serious because we got engaged. I'm trying to think. So we got engaged in
May 17th.
Maybe like 4 months after I got sober, that's when you asked me to marry you.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I know he loved me like when I was like super coke whore and crazy, but I was like extreme, like crazy.
Like, yeah, like how bad was it?
Like I woke up
drug addiction.
I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning. She knows.
She read the book.
I read the book, so I know.
Can we talk about the book? Where's the book?
I didn't bring a copy of it.
Oh, I thought that was going to be the sort of. Like,
I have it at home, but I feel like I don't know if I should. Do you care if we talk about what's in the book?
No, not at all.
People don't want to give it away, but
I want to know about all of it. Yeah.
But yeah, Carmen was on a drug bender for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, but like bad. Like that morning, what were you going
to
say?
Oh,
about?
Yeah, I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning to go to work, and she was bleaching the walls.
I was like on a chair bleaching the walls. Like, I'm like, there's stains.
And like rubbing, like she's like, it's so dirty. But like she's really just rubbing the paint off the wall.
And that's basically just some weird ass drug shit that you might do enough drugs that you might start scrubbing the walls.
Yeah, I mean, I would text everyone in my phone. Mm-hmm. Like when he would go to sleep and I would just be like, no, no way. And I would just stay up. Remember I'd like post pictures on Twitter of me like shoving vodka bottles
yeah, like
in my
vodka
vagina.
Stuff. Like I would be up random people in the house. I'm like, yeah. Who are you?
Get I remember you out. Saying it looked like a jail because I would just like invite the worst dudes over.
The worst dude. I was like, what is going on?
But you stayed. That's why I don't know why he stayed with me. You must have seen past the party, like the Carmen persona, because I don't really know anything about that. That would be wifey material.
No, nothing about that was.
No.
I hated that
in
part.
In sickness and in health. I was, sickness yeah, I was, and sin, I mean.
So you hated the drug addict part and the crack
I hated
crack
the drug
whore.
Addict part because I saw who she was without all of it.
Mm.
So it was like she was regular Amber up until maybe like 7, 8 o'clock. And then the second that first line
then I'm like, hey.
Started, she flipped the switch and turns into this coke snorting demon.
Would you just call me Cokie the Clown?
Cokie the Clown.
But were you the reason why she stopped, or what were your thoughts on her stopping? Did you not have it in you to just be like, baby, you need to slow down?
Well, I knew that if I did that, then she wouldn't do it because she was like a toddler when it comes to that. And if you tell her to not do something, she'll do it just to prove you wrong.
Right.
So I think my whole point behind how I handled it was to love her unconditionally and to kind of show her that she's worth something and to show her that she can be loved. Wow. And I think that that's what she was searching for.
Yeah, because I tried to get sober. Like, I knew I was a mess for a long time.
You were searching for a reason.
You almost died.
Yeah, a couple times.
How'd you almost die? Tell me about that.
Well, once I just, after like a really long bender, not eating for days and just doing drugs, I had 2 back-to-back seizures.
Oh boy.
And then after that, I think literally 2 weeks later, I overdosed. Well, I was like on all these pills and drugs and booze, and then I just was like, fuck it, I want to die. And I went to Walgreens and just ate a bunch of sleeping pills out there. And then I was like foaming in the mouth, and they took me to the emergency room. And then I woke up and I was on the 5150. Is that what they call it here? Yeah.
What's that?
Where I was like held in a hospital.
Committed, yeah.
Okay.
And so, yeah, just that, like, I was pretty much like near death. They had to like roll me in, and I don't really remember any of that. I remember being at the strip, because I was working at the strip club that night, mm-hmm. and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to leave, and I'm going to kill myself. And, yeah, but I had a lot of health scares and stuff like that. So it was, like, not, like, just partying, like, fun stuff. Like, for years, I knew, like, I need to stop, mm-hmm. but I just couldn't. And I think I started feeling bad, because I remember when we'd wake up in the morning, I would, like, feel me waking up, and I'd just be so guilty. I didn't even want to open my eyes, because I knew he would always be like, last, you would always be nice about it. You'd be like, last night, remember you made out with that guy in front of me? And like, you left
chased
me.
You around yeah, I chased you around. Were out in the club, and my boss yelled at me.
No, you, your boss yelled at me for eating
your best friend out in the middle of the dance floor.
Wait. That just went down. You're just eating some pussy on the dance floor.
Yeah, before it was like before it was open. Really though, it was like
it was,
the
there was
beginning
no
of the
one
night.
In the club. It was like
and
nine
I had my
o'clock.
Friend on the floor.
We just opened
an
doors.
Empty club.
So it's not like 3 in the morning.
No, it's like maybe like 9
no,
p.m. and
like
I'm eating her out.
9:30, like the doors just open. There's no one in the club. Like the DJ's not even like playing his actual set.
The Carmen I know will still back. Do this right now.
Oh, she will.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
when you
yeah.
say it wasn't open, so at first you guys were aspiring to be committed to each other and then that didn't work out, or what was that like?
Well, we always just I consider work not cheating. That's just how it was. Mm-hmm. Like, we only had sex with each other up until recently. Like, our whole relationship, like, we never had threesomes or anything like that. Mm. It was just, I only had sex with him in my private life up until, like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what happened?
And then
you're
we
like,
started talking.
More.
Well, when I was retired, so I quit to have, like, get married. Well, we got married, mm-hmm. and then I quit, like, a year after that. Like, when we got married, we never had a talk, like, okay, you got to stop performing, or you got, like, I was even escorting at the time, and he never said, like, you got to stop that. Mm-hmm. He was just marrying me how I am.
So you just didn't give a shit, or you just knew that you couldn't really say anything because she wouldn't respond well to it?
About her performing?
Or about the escorting, or about any of that stuff that we kind of... I think that's, like, the part that the random dudes who are watching this mm-hmm. right now are the most interested in, is because I just get those comments constantly, even about her, who doesn't actually fuck anyone else. People hit me up nonstop. How do you feel about your girl coming home with sweaty black cock on her breath? So I could just imagine what, like, right. you know, just what
I'm
people are thinking about out there, you know?
I mean, so if, for all the other guys out there, if you don't think that your girl would love to get with a dude who's literally his job is to have great sex on camera, then you're lying to yourself.
Really?
I think that if... When she goes and performs with other male talent, I'm like, great. She's having a great time.
Like, I don't have to do it?
Like, exactly. I was talking to Rob today. I was like, thank God. I was like, she says you are literally the best pussy eater out there.
You said that to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Rob Piper.
I heard that, and I was like, oh my God, how could she say that?
I was like, thank you. Because when she comes up, she's a different person.
Right.
So it's just, like, I never cared.
Right.
I never cared. I don't feel like I own her. Uh-huh. I don't think I'm in possession of this person. It's, I don't know.
You've never been jealous, like, when you watch my trailers and stuff?
No.
Really?
No, I critique your trailers.
Asshole.
Wow, really? So what kind of stuff stands out to you? Like, ugh, why
just
are you...
like body positioning, or I'll recognize like a position that she came home after the scene and was like, oh, I hated that. And I was like, yeah, I could tell you hated that.
Well, one time when remember you said that you were pissed at me one time when you watched like anal scenes you know I hated? Mm-hmm. To like get back at me, so he's jerking off the scenes he knows I didn't enjoy.
Whoa, how'd you know she hated him? You could just tell?
She'd come home and she'd tell me.
I tell him everything. Like, so I come home, I'm like, that was great. That was fucking awesome sex.
It's like that meme that you see. It's like when your girl's a porn star and she comes home and she had a great day at work.
Right, yeah.
And that guy's face is like, eh. Yeah, but I don't care.
I remember like my first interracial DP, mm-hmm. he showed up two set with like a dozen of donuts to congratulate me.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. And like dapping up the dudes and saying, hey, like he's been on set with me while I've recorded content. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. You're just like the one in a million guys I feel like could handle that.
Yeah.
Would you describe it as a cuck type relationship where you're actually turned on by seeing her get digged down by other guys?
No. I don't, it's not that.
No, definitely not, because you won't have a threesome like with two guys with me.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Why not? Because you
I don't know.
Can't
just,
find
I
the
just,
right guy.
I'm just not there yet.
Mm.
Am I not? Am I saying that it's never gonna happen? No, but I'm just not there.
You can watch it, but you mentally. Can't be involved.
I can watch it, but I can't be involved.
Okay.
Exactly.
I like that you're on like this spiritual journey of discovering yourself through this process.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I'm more in touch with like who I am, and I think that it's like, not to say that I'm some like crazy freak or whatever, because I'm definitely not. But like, I think our relationship is definitely out of the norm.
Yeah. I mean, even for porn, it's out of the norm that mm-hmm. you're so okay with everything and you're not a cuck. Cause that's what people always say on my stuff. Like, oh, your husband must be a cuckold. And
yeah, and I'm like, but, like, I'm not, he's not in, like, the closet, like, watching. I'm not like I don't know. I just don't think that's not my thing. My thing, if anything, is I appreciate watching her do something that she's good at and that she gets paid well for.
Right.
And I think that, I mean, everyone wants to enjoy what they get paid to do.
Definitely.
And so I'm envious. Mm. Like, my job at times is awful.
Really?
Yeah, so, sometimes I'm like, I have to get fucked in the ass all the time. He's like, I get fucked in the ass at work all the time. And I don't make money like you. But, I mean, like, when he was deployed, because this is before I came back to porn. He left for 7 months, like, right when our daughter was first born.
No dick for 7 months?
Right. So I was, like, dying. And so he hit up my favorite male performer at that time when he was on a boat on Twitter and was like, hey, can you go dick down my girl? So literally one day, without warning, I get a knock on the door and it's Prince Joshua just standing there. And I'm like, what the
fuck? Your husband sent me.
That's what he said. And my husband bought me a hotel room to go have sex with him. Well, he's deployed. Like,
you are different. You are a very special man.
Because I was like, look, because you hear about, especially in the military, you hear about all this, like, Jody back home. Like,
what's Jody?
It's like the guy that fucks your girl while you're gone in deployment.
Just sort of the general name for this guy.
The general name is Jody. So I was like, why not just, like, because I know you.
What does that mean?
You can't go that long in the drought without freaking out.
Getting mad.
Without getting mad. That's so I was like, I'm already gone. You're getting mad at me for being gone. I was like, let's just.
So is it because you think I'm gonna cheat on you anyway? So you just.
No, I didn't want you to be tempted to. So I was like, if it's going to happen, I want to be in control of it happening.
I don't know if I could be like. See, I don't know if I could feel the same way. I was telling you when he was on deployment. I'm like, go find girls. Like,
you couldn't send a girl over to fuck him. That would bother you, even though it doesn't seem to bother.
No,
him.
I don't think it bothered me anymore because like. We do scenes, like, mm-hmm. with my friends and stuff. And I love seeing, because I'm, like, such a lesbian that, like, I'd be more mad. Like, I want to join. Like, I want to eat pussy. But, like, now I think I'm so secure in a relationship and we trust each other. And just, that doesn't bother me anymore. Like, I don't feel the jealousy or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing. Because I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I, being an average guy, you know, there are things when you're dating a girl that you know about that she did before you even met her that can kind of like work its way into your brain.
Right.
And you're trying not to think about it. Lena, I'm not going to say anything in particular. But, you know, it was like a few.
I had no past before I met Adam, or at least I have to act like I did it.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
I was a virgin before you. Clearly, I only had a girlfriend for 4 years. That's,
I mean,
all I did.
No, I love that, actually, because I'm not threatened by that at all. That's great.
I know.
Yeah. I think that's hot.
I would have loved if you had been in a girl-on-girl relationship for your entire life prior to me.
I had two boyfriends before you, 1 month each in high school.
I know.
You're so innocent.
That's awful.
And it bothers him.
I could say he was angry.
He killed those ghosts.
He's holding it
he
back
wanted
right
to go to
now.
Prom
He's
with
so
you.
Mad.
I'm not mad.
I just want to say that I read in your book that you stabbed a guy once for liking someone else's Facebook status. So how is it that you're okay watching your husband fuck other girls now?
Do you love
I just met him, too.
Yeah, we went to my 10-year reunion, and my high school boyfriend was there. And literally, okay. So first of all, let me say the backstory. So I was a fucking crazy person in high school. Like, that's when I, like, really had my issues, and I was so jealous. And
you were getting down real hardcore in high school,
oh
I'm assuming.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Tiana Taylor told us she fucked the whole basketball team. You ever go that hard?
The entire football.
It was football.
Oh, it was football. Okay.
Yeah. But my high school boyfriend. But my high school boyfriend, like, I was just mentally unstable at that time. And I was like, what? And it was like a post about like school something.
It
about,
was like,
well,
a, wasn't like for like your school, like singing competition
show, yeah.
or talent competition?
Yeah.
He liked this tweet.
He liked this like Facebook status, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I went to scare him with this, like, I was carving an apple, and I'm like, I went to like scare him, and he went out to grab it, and I stabbed him right through here. So literally, when I see him at my 10-year reunion, the first thing I could think of to say, remember? I was like, remember when I stabbed you?
she goes, hey, remember when I stabbed you? Do you still have the scar?
What did he say?
This is after she ran to the bathroom after seeing him and gave herself a pep talk.
I was nervous.
For like 5 minutes, and then comes out and she's like, okay. And her opener was, hey, remember when I stabbed you?
And what did he say?
He's like, yeah. Like, he was not interested in talking at all.
Wow, he didn't think it was funny. He's probably in therapy over that.
Yeah, no. How many girls do you think he was able to have like healthy relationships with after you? No,
I know. And we talked later that night too, and I said, remember, I was like, I feel really bad about everything. He's like, yeah, we are young, but I'm not gonna lie, you really did your damage. I'm like, fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
So high school, years, would there have been, were you thinking about becoming an adult star when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, like I remember finding porn when I was in, I want to say like sixth grade, and seeing a magazine, and I knew like instantly I wanted to do that. But I started webcamming in high school when I was still 17.
Oh boy.
Because I would go on like, remember like Cam4? It's like a free campsite and you can just go on it. So I would tell all the guys like, hit me up on MSN, but I would tell them I'm 18. Oh. And then they pay me through PayPal, and then I do like little shows in my room. So I picked up the name Carmen back in senior year. And so I was webcamming for a while, but the whole reason I didn't do porn right away, I remember talking to Spiegler when I was 8, I was blonde and 18 with no tattoos, and I was talking to Spiegler and he wanted me, and then I was too nervous because my dad's so religious, like conservative.
You don't need a dad when you go Spiegler.
Yeah, right? But I was trying to be a good, like I was trying to contain my hoeness for a long time, and I kind of wish I would have just done it then. But I waited like 3 years. I went stripping first, and I was like, maybe that will just satisfy me. But then I kept wanting to do more and more. So finally I was like, well, fuck it. Hopefully he still loves me, but I'm going to do what I want to do.
Does he still love you?
Yeah.
The fact that he walked in on you camming kills me. Like,
age? You were like real young doing this?
I think
this?
I was finally 18 when this happened, but I was like my...
I died reading that part of the book.
Oh, my God. So I'm like webcamming, like... face down, ass up with the dildo, like just getting my thing on. And someone had...
Sorry, Pop.
Someone had traced my IP address, like found it on the internet to my home phone number, called my home phone number and whispered to my dad, I'm watching your daughter fuck herself. So my dad, we live in like a really old house, just like bust open the door and there I am. And he was like, get dressed and come to my room. And then I was just like mortified. I was like, I need to get out of here.
What do you do as a dad in that situation?
Right. My dad found my Instagram 3 years ago and I couldn't look him in the face for like a year.
And that was just booty pictures. That was before you started doing anything.
Exactly.
I remember in 10th grade, a guy in my school sent my dad one of my nudes. And he literally just opened his phone and had a nude of his... however old I was then, 15, 16.
Kids can be so cruel. Why would you send that to your dad? What the fuck?
Well, my dad knew. I remember he knew the first time I was sexual was when I was 7. And I had sex with 3 girls. Like, we had, like, a sleepover, and we all, like, we were, like, scissoring each other. And then one of them felt 7. Bad and just told their mom on me and was like, she forced us all. I did not force. We were all doing it, okay?
You probably did.
But then I remember my dad sitting down. He's like, you will go to jail if you ever do that again. So, I mean, I don't think he
was... Everything's about going to jail when you're that age. Your parents always tell you you're going to go to fucking jail.
So I don't think he was surprised, because literally since I was in... first, or I think that was second grade. Since second grade, I literally was getting in trouble for being sexual.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even in school and stuff, just jerk somebody off behind the slide?
Well, it was like really into girls at that time, but I remember I got put on the wall at recess because me and this girl, we were showing each other vaginas in like the corner of like the school building, like outside by the wall, and they were like, get on the wall, and we got in trouble, but I was always getting in trouble with girls.
I'm gonna be honest with you, in my entire time doing this podcast, I don't think anybody has ever mentioned the idea of a orgy by a bunch of 7-year-old girls.
We were watching Titanic.
I feel like you're really pushing at the edges here.
No, but like, you guys never had all-female sleepovers as kids. I feel like there's always a degree of some, like my mom would come into my room when I was like 8 and I'd sleep over to my best friend, and she would always wonder if we were touching each other because we're giggling.
Girls
and, like,
just do that?
I mean,
I did.
Wow. Dude, sleepovers is not.
No, I've never thought about jerking off the homie.
Never. Not ever.
I never touched a girl, but I'm just saying, like, it gets really intimate when you're that young and you're having a sleepover with a bunch of girls. You guys, what do you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about sex, obviously.
Yeah, and like every like truth or dare is like, I dare you to kiss her.
I dare you to touch her.
You know what? I remember a lot of when I was a young man and we'd have sleepovers, a lot of farting.
It was a lot of laughter.
I'm not surprised considering you every day in the house.
Still a big part of my life. Holy shit. So okay, the stripping didn't satiate whatever you were looking for in life, but then getting into the porn world, what did it make you feel that you were lacking beforehand?
I loved it. It was just, I think I thought about it for so long too, and I was something I just knew I wanted to do. And then when I did it, and I felt like that kind, I love performing. Like, I love people watching. So that's why I did like stripping too. I like people performing, but I had no like morals against having sex with people. So I was like super excited to do that. And I just loved the feeling. And I loved like knowing it was going to be on the internet for everyone to watch. And I felt like it was like the perfect job for me. I don't know. It just made me very high. It was almost like a high. Like when you get done performing and then you just know you like killed that scene, got face of cum, you're like, I rocked that shit.
And a check. Huh?
And a check. And a check, yeah. He's yeah,
like, hey, babe, you are getting paid. I'm yeah. just doing this for fun.
No, it's just like, but that was the thing that I really wanted to explore my sexuality. And like in real life, you can't, it's really hard to get like 8 guys and be like, hey guys, can we do a blow bang here? Or like, it's hard, hard to say.
My,
really?
My staff, I think we'd all be down.
You guys ready?
I mean, I don't know. Tony got a girlfriend. Michael in front, I think, would definitely get down. Security guard, I think, would get down.
There we go.
There's two.
Turn off the cameras.
Maybe not your employees, babe.
YOLO. I'll throw myself in. Sure, why not? Do you think there's a lot of girls who are just sort of sitting around just wondering why it's so hard to organize a blow bang in their personal life, and that's why they get into porn?
I mean, I feel like these girls are really sexual. Like, the good performers, I feel like, are sexual in their personal life. And that was one thing. Like, I really wanted to have a DP. I wanted to do group sex. And it's hard. Even when I was, like, a slutty-ass stripper, I still wasn't in positions of, like, more than a threesome. And I really wanted to experiment. And it was perfect because I was getting paid to do it at the same time. And it's all organized. And you get all these, like, hot people who are tested. And it's all put together for you.
Right. I'm so terrified at the idea of a DP. I cannot believe.
Oh, girl. That
every
is
girl that I
feeling.
Talk to is always like, it's better than anal.
It is.
I'm like, it sounds it terrifying.
No, like, the two at the same time, it's just like.
Anal plus one.
And you love it because you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, you just sit there and they just like pound you and you're like, yes.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Just being a girl having sex in general, you don't have to do anything.
What do you, why porn, are you looking you at do. Me like that?
In real life, like, he does all the work. I'm like just laying there.
Everyone's like, what's it like to have your wife as a porn star? And you get that, you have to fuck a porn star every right. day.
But do you guys have boring ass sex?
The most boring.
We didn't used to.
The most boring sex ever, once every 3 weeks.
Really? Alex! Is it really that dry?
No, sometimes. Well,
think about it like this. For example, I do IT stuff. So when I come home, the last thing I want to fucking do is fix the router.
Yeah.
So when she comes home,
it does get like
the
that,
last
yeah.
thing she wants to do, it's like, hey, babe, how'd a blowjob? Nah, not today.
Wow. See, but, that's what it's like so to it's be like, her. She gets home and I don't want to talk. It's like, babe, I've been talking on camera
right.
for 8 hours.
Yeah, I get that. I get that for sure. I always just tell them, like, well, one day I'm going to retire and then you get all this pussy.
You said that yesterday.
Yeah. But remember, like, when we first started dating, we were having, like, crazy ass sex. Like, I would have him hold, like, a knife to my throat.
Yeah, we got complaints. Your landlord thought that you were being assaulted.
A girl was being assaulted. But I was just.
Apartment.
No, that's when we were playing rape, though.
Oh, yeah.
A girl was being assaulted. She was just.
Yeah, but she was liking it.
It was consensual assault.
Right. So wait, what were you saying?
Nothing. I was just gonna get mad at you for giving me the death stare earlier.
Why?
you're like, yeah, when you're a girl, you don't have to do any work, and you just look at me. And I'm like, have I been not having good sex lately? Do you wanna tell me something?
Apparently,
babe?
I haven't.
I'm just saying that if I'm gonna fuck for a half hour, it's like basically like me doing like a workout routine.
We never fuck for half an hour.
Well, that's why. Because I'm too tired. Yeah.
Shots fired.
It's a long I'm day saying, at work.
Don't act like it's that much work.
We bang rap.
In porn scenes,
I'm about to start
though,
a timer.
Yeah. There you go. What? Do you wanna do that?
1:01. It's gonna be like a YouTube video. It's 10:01.
And I'm gonna start timers on my BJs because I go down for a long ass
right.
time.
That's easy. That doesn't take any work on my part.
What? We can't breathe.
Yeah, straight up.
No, but like blow in porn scenes, all it's. I feel like it's all the girls work in porn. Like, cause the guys just kind of sit back. Like, we have to ride this way. Right. I get way more exhausted in porn scenes.
I feel like the good male talent.
But even,
puts in work.
But they're not doing teases. You know, girls do so much. They're doing
true.
The lead up.
Porn
they're,
is so exhausting.
And the facials, like, guys don't really have to care about what facials they're making. They make sure they look cute at every angle with spit all over their face. I mean, I don't do it, but
they don't
I see
show
it.
The dude's face. That's one thing I like about porn these days is that they don't do the shot that's just all male butthole and balls. It used to be like that when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. It was like the worst angles.
They try to avoid that now. They'll be like, oh, asshole, like, move your position. Like, they want to avoid that, like,
just
which
the,
is good.
The ball slapping butthole angle.
Yeah.
I guess because she's constantly trying to coerce me into doing adult films. And I guess that's one thing I could say about it.
It doesn't take that much coercion.
Okay, but I mean, like, the real deal is that you almost never see the guy's face. Granted, I'm not anonymous at all because of the tattoos and stuff. It'd be very clear it's me. But, like, you don't really see the guy's face.
Yeah.
I do have a flabby ass, though.
I love your ass.
Really?
Aww. He never lets me eat it. Okay, let's not do this podcast.
I start squirming around. It feels weird.
I have some questions here. Hold on. Let me review.
But before you even get into those, I do want to ask this. What made you want to write a book?
I just feel like when... It's almost like I don't even believe that I used to live the life I used to live. So, like, even talking about it with him, like, thinking about it, I'm like, it's like a whole nother life. And I just feel like, well, being so open on social media for years, like, I was really big on Tumblr. Remember, like, Tumblr days?
Yeah.
And all the girls that still follow me from them, and it's a lot of, like, females just be like, oh, you really helped me get sober just from, like, watching me get sober. Or, like, certain things like you helped me, like, not care anymore and be myself. And I felt like, okay, well, if I'm already, like, helping people when I'm just posting my story on social media, if I write a book, one, it was like super therapeutic. And it was like, even I was just listening to my audiobook on the way here, and I was like trying to listen, and I would keep forgetting it's me, because I just can't believe it was, because now I'm so like, I still shoot content and stuff, but I'm so like mommy, like the majority of my life is like mom and wife doing that. So I forget, like, oh my God, like my whole life used to be cocaine, and like I just literally saw no future for myself. Like in the book, I'm just like, I'm writing it. I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't die like when I tried to kill myself, because I would have never seen any of this stuff happen. I just really never thought there'd be anything good that would come out of anything.
If it wasn't for him, would you be dead or still addicted to drugs right now?
Honestly, I think I'd still be doing coke, because after I met you, that's when I like started taking things seriously. And then when I told him I wanted to stop doing drugs, and it was really hard, but I did it without like a program or without rehab or anything. We just started going to the gym, and he started teaching me how to lift weights, and we would do that. And he, you quit your club job just so, because he got sober with me, even though he didn't have an addiction. And like everything was just like, he could do it like the normal partier, like, but I was like out of control, where it was like ruining my whole life. And he just got sober with me, and it was really easy to have someone. And he was such a supportive partner that it was really easy. I don't know. It was just like the first time it was the first like guy that ever treated me right, first of all. And it just made me finally see, like, okay, maybe I could have a future, because before I just didn't give a shit.
Right.
I'm just like, I was basically like, didn't think that anyone would want to be with me. And I was just like, yeah, I get it.
Sounds like you were living like you hated yourself at a certain point.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely didn't see my life ever. I never thought I could get sober, first of all, because it would be so frustrating to myself, like 3 days and I'm like fiending. And it was just, I just never thought it'd happen. And then now being like a mom and everything, and that's like my sole purpose. It's just a different life.
Yeah. How much does that change your life?
A lot.
Yeah.
I love her so much. Yeah.
A lot of people too. That's like one thing they're going to have a hard time wrapping their head around. They're going to be like, how are you doing this? And you got a kid and stuff. Was there any kind of conflict in your mind about that? Or?
Yeah. I actually wasn't going to come back to porn. Remember that? I was like, when I quit, I had my baby and I had no like plans to return. My husband was the one that was telling me, just do it. Right. Because, like, he said that he felt like a part of me was missing, right? That's what I'm saying. Because I was trying to be a good girl so bad, and I was trying, like, I already lived the whole life, blah, blah, blah. But it just...
And she just looked like she was going to explode.
Really?
Like, the whole time. Coming out. It was like Betty Homemaker. And then you'd see, like, Betty Homemaker wants to murder someone.
Because you got rid of your high of doing drugs, but then you also got rid of the high of just the sex life. So it's like you cut off all of the... parts of your identity that, or things that were part of your identity for so long, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I struggled of, like, I wanted to come back, but it was more so like, well, what are people going to think that I'm a mom? And like, what will my baby think one day? And then I was kind of like, well, but the only thing I care about is her getting teased one day, but the way we talked about it is they're already going to tease her, because they're going to say she was a porn star. You know, by the time she's old enough to realize what that is, I won't be doing it anymore. So it's still going to be in the past. But whether I keep doing it or I did it then, like, they're still going to say, you're one with Carmen Karma. Yeah.
I really don't think in 2038 that your mom having been a porn star is going to be that big of a deal anymore.
Right, because I'm hoping.
Think about how many girls we know now that have private snaps, or at least that post nudes, or they post photos with their ass. So imagine what that's going to be like in like 18 years when your daughter is like legal and an adult and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, is that everything's more normalized and the stigma's not all there. Yeah. But that's the only thing I really worry about, is her getting teased. I know we're going to raise her to be not ashamed of it. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to be like sex, not obviously we don't want to be like, go be a thought, but like, I want her to be able to be open with me, and I'm going to be like super transparent to her and tell her my past and everything. I'm not going to hide it in any way. I'm going to be the one to tell her what I did before.
See, now I'm thinking about the fact that her high school classmates are watching this in the future.
Oh, that's not crazy. Ashamed, motherfucker.
Hey, let me tell you, 2019, pretty good year. Don't hate on 2019.
Wow. What if she wakes up one day and she's like, Mom, I want to be a stripper. What are you going to say?
I would be supportive, because like, I obviously wouldn't want her to do that, because I know all like the bad stuff that comes along with it. But I definitely wouldn't make her feel ashamed, like my family made me feel. Like, I felt like I still can't talk to my dad about what I do for a living, because I know the judgment there. Mm. So I think I would just love her and give her like that trust, like she can tell me. So that way I can at least try to keep her safe.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, because you're like proud of it and you're really positive, and I'm not ashamed of what I do either. But it's kind of a weird thing when I think about like if my daughter wanted to do it. Right. I guess I would be concerned about her safety, but it's so hypocritical to be like, oh, yeah, you can't do this, but I did it.
Well, I was like, that's why I'm like saving so much money for her college, because I'm hoping like, I'm going to be giving her, like, here you go. You can go straight to college. And I'm
I went to college,
super
though.
You did?
Yeah, I graduated. I almost went to graduate school. I have a degree. Oh. So it's like,
the hoe was burning inside.
I mean, I wouldn't even say, like, I feel like we both have very different views about it. Like, you do the sex thing and the porn thing, because it's, like, your best versions of yourself are coming out and you really love it. I'm still more shy and like timid, and you've seen me. We've worked
together. Yeah, it's for money.
I am doing it for money.
Yeah,
but
course.
I mean, whatever. So many girls are doing it for money, but I don't like hate it when I'm doing it. Like, I do enjoy it, but it's not, I'm not burning to do it, you know? Mm. I'm not like booking myself out like crazy because I fucking have to do it.
But see, like, I've always, from the second I knew what it was, I've just wanted to be so sexual. I wanted to do porn. Like, the money was always, like, secondary to me. Like, I always was just like, I just want to do porn. Which is really weird, because most girls do say they do it because...
As a last resort.
Not even a last resort, but, like, they want to get the money for it, and they aren't really into it. But I was, like, wanting to find these sexual experiences.
Mm.
And I like the attention.
Man, because let me tell you, like, if you are trying to indulge your sexual desires or whatever, I kind of feel you on the whole porn thing, because while we were in London, me and Lena tried to like meet up with some random girls that we met on Instagram and like hang out with them and like go out for some
groupie bitches who tried to use us. Okay,
we thought that it was just like understood, like, you're hanging out with us, we're gonna go out and get some drinks, and then we're gonna hook up. And these girls were like trying to buy coke at 4 a.m, and I'm like, man,
trying to get us to buy tables.
Trying to get us to buy tables
at
the club.
Because
I've been with her like basically the entire time that I had money, quote unquote. So people are always like, oh, do you ever feel like girls are using you to like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I've never felt like that at all, because I ain't giving a bitch a fucking dollar.
Right.
These chicks were fucking really thinking that we were going to buy like $1,000, $2,000 tables and bottles of the strip club.
You and I barely drink. If we bought a $2,000 table with a bottle, like, we would get like an ounce of it and then be like done. So I'm like, I'm not buying these girls bottles.
We actually did get pretty drunk that night. But that made us like, oh, like, why the
this
fuck?
This is why we fuck porn girls.
Yeah, exactly. Why are we trying to indulge our fucking desires to get freaky with these random ass hoes? Like, if you go to the stripper world, the escort world, the porn star world, I feel like you're way better able to, like, find people that get it.
I agree, because remember, we were looking for a threesome on Tinder for so long, and it's not going to happen. So we just set up, content shoots and be like, you want to shoot content with my man?
Yeah.
Boom, threesome. It's like, you don't have to like wine and dine them. You don't have to like wonder if it's gonna happen.
Exactly.
Like, it's just planned sex.
The question, like, this fucking girl, oh my god, in Chicago, waited in line at this meet and greet with her friends, and then her friends
left her.
No offense, you're a cute girl, but your friends are not looking out for you because they cock block the fuck out of you. But this girl waits in line at this meet and greet.
I don't know if we can put it on the friends. I feel like it might be her fault. The friends might have been a decoy, but
let me finish the story. But anyway, she waits in line and she's like, I just want to have a threesome with you guys. I feel like it'd be a great first threesome. So I get her information, which, like, she's lucky I was on board, because a lot of times girls come up to us and I don't think they're cute, and I thought she was cute.
And if you're standing in line for a meet and greet, I'm not gonna lie, that sort of makes us less likely to do it, because the fan thing can get kind of weird with, like, the power dynamic and everything.
Yeah.
I looked at her Instagram. I'm like, okay, she's in college. She wants to experiment, whatever. So we're like DMing and texting all weekend. And I go and buy liquor. I shave my fucking labia. And she's like acting like she's going to come over. And then she's like, okay, actually, I'm really sorry, but my friends told me that they won't let me back into the dorm if I leave, so I can't. Oh, I have class at 9 tomorrow. And I'm like, your friends are cock-blocking you. They're not good friends.
We like pre-game fucked for this. We like did a quick bang just so that I would be like fully in the zone. I love the pre-game, you know? If we broke up and I was like going on a first date, I am pre-gaming, because I don't trust myself down there if I'm not fucking dried out already, you know?
Gotta get out. I mean, I have to do the same thing. When I think about the threesomes we're gonna have, I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get one out, Lana.
Do you really?
Yeah, I get so turned on by the prospect of having the threesome that I'm like,
But you don't have that finite resource inside of your body that is important for the content. Like, the content doesn't really go
anywhere.
I'm too
excited. I can't go about my day. I have to fucking orgasm, babe.
But so, is that your dick on Twitter sometimes?
You gonna go look at
it? Wait, we can't say that because the Navy.
Right.
So it's
no.
No, it's nope, not. Nope. It's a dildo.
It's a dildo.
It's Rod Piper.
Rob.
There you go.
Rob. From
it is.
Could you imagine if I tweeted so-and-so is the best pussy eater in the world and it wasn't you? This is what she did. I'm sorry. This is absolutely insane to me in the best way.
I wonder how many other people thought that. I didn't even think about that. Sorry, babe.
I know you didn't. It's okay.
But I mean,
no, the Navy.
Was I lying?
I'm assuming the Navy's not down with Kush. No.
Yeah, no Navy
no
Kush.
No Kush for the Navy. Hey, Cash Money is an Army, better yet a Navy. And when I think about the word Navy, I just have to say that. I'm sorry. Okay. But yeah, so that doesn't bother you that she said that some other guy is the best pussy eater in the world? I guess at some point, that seems like a fair thing to just admit. It would be like if I was really into playing basketball, and you would still have to be like, well, Kobe, though.
You know how many, every day Jordan. On cam, people try to ask me questions like, what's the biggest dick you've ever seen? Who's the hottest guy? And every time, I'm just like, Adam 22. Adam 22.
You've had bigger dicks than me. Damn.
I don't even know. I don't remember the fucking dicks I had in my life. I had zero, obviously, before you. Clearly, I was a virgin. But, you know, if someone's like, who's the hottest? Who's your celebrity crush? I'm like, Adam 22. Like, I just fucking always say it to you.
You're such a good girl.
My whole life, I've been having girls tell me that I have a big dick or whatever. But then, like, I dated this one girl for a couple months. And, like, she at one point, like, just kind of, like, referred to me as if I had a really small dick. And I'm like, wait a minute. And then she just told me, like,
your whole world.
She's like, do other girls think it's big? I'm like, I would say, yeah. And she's like, oh, because like the other guys, I've only been with like two other guys besides you, but they were way bigger.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God, oh, straight I'm like, to your face.
She just told me straight up. And I'm like, I'm going to be honest, if they're way bigger than mine, you've got some fucking taste, because you've got some massive cocks. I feel like mine's like solid. If they were both way bigger, I'm like, man, you hit it out of the park. You know how to pick them.
You got a solid cock.
Thank you.
I fucked Adam with Lena before.
Okay, elephant in the room. Let's talk about it.
So we've had sex before, guys.
Yeah, how was that?
That was a lot of fun. I love when you get, like, when I get, like, a big booty girl. Like, when there's dick and pussy, that's, like, the best combination for me.
I always say she's my favorite girl to work with. Just fuck. Because there's, like, your energy, and you're just, like, it's so obvious to me that you like girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a situation in which I should have pre-gamed.
I mean, you didn't really have that much time. We had like
you were loving
it,
but we were in a rush. But also, it's a good feeling when guys are like that. Because you're like, yeah, this pussy good, huh?
Oh yeah, that's true. I remember that. That was fun.
He would be like, no.
Remember that next time I'm about to buzz in like 35 seconds.
Just think your pussy
18.
18 seconds. You're timing it. Look at the time.
18:01.
So like, but you were actually waiting in the car when we all had that threesome, right? Was that? What are you thinking about? What's going on in your head? Are you just chilling, listening to a podcast? No big deal, or what?
I was like, where am I gonna eat? It's so gnarled to me.
Yeah, I get in the car. He's like, how was it? I was like,
I truly
gonna
don't
love
give a shit. Like it sounds funny, like me thinking that, but I was like, oh man, am I gonna have time to get a sandwich?
Yeah, I guess it's so normal now. But even in the beginning, you never were weird about it.
No.
It's never, I don't know. I like, part of me like doesn't believe you're just not jealous at all.
She wants me to be jealous. I see it in her face. She's
well,
like,
it's
she
just so weird. It's like never
was,
even.
Hold on. I'm going to give you some vindication. I was only jealous once. When? And it was for your showcase when Ramon made you squirt.
And I had no idea
how to do that. And I was like, fuck. I need to find out how to do
that. I can hardly make myself squirt. It's like a whole thing. It's not real. I'm sorry. Porn makes it seem like it's like this like.
Oh, yeah.
But guys can hit with their, you know, like the finger thing.
Yeah.
So someone did that to me on set and I was like, so like, oh my God, I squirted. Cause I was like four years into porn. And I finally like squirted and I was so excited. And I do remember him like doing that to me and like he went and Googled.
I Googled and I watched the trailer and I was like, I'm gonna figure out how to do that.
Did you see any improvement?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It works.
He knows how to do it. But it's like so vigorous that it's like unless
it's really violent.
Yeah, wow. It's like
it looks, I don't know if it feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, it fucking like, hurts. I feel bruised inside.
I mean, I've seen Adriana Chechik on our couch in our home just going crazy on that thing. And then it just
See, I worked with her to do a squirt show, and the only time I could actually squirt was when I was standing, because I was like, I don't know, being on your back and trying to like pee is kind of a hard way to fucking pee.
Well, I can't, like I get such, like I'm so, I'm like such not a shy person, but as soon as like I try to like even squirt, like if me and you are just doing like a content, I can't pee. Like I get like a shy bladder.
Yeah.
Like I just, my body won't let it happen.
It tenses up. It's weird. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. It doesn't come naturally to just start peeing.
Some girls can just let it go. Like Adriana's insane.
She's the squirt queen as far as I can tell. Yeah.
I know. Remember, we had a 5-way or 4-way blowjob with my husband. We went to Adriana's first, and it was right before a Cardi B concert. And I was like thinking, I know.
Best way to prep for that.
So I was like thinking, like, okay, like maybe I'll get a little spit on my face. And then when I got there, I was like, oh my God, I booked content with Adriana before a concert. Like I was thinking maybe my hair would still be good and like my eye makeup would be fine.
No.
I'm like, I'm gonna be covered in squirt. So I just was like, can you just squirt on everyone else and I'll lick it up?
We walked in and Adriana goes, girl, do you want to squirt?
And I was like, the first question, I'm like, I have a concert.
Oh, no.
Wow.
But it was fun.
Did you guys intentionally both rock camo today?
No. I told him, I was like, you're matching. We took a picture in the car. I was like, oh, we're matching. He just got this hat, right?
You look like you're in the same dance troupe.
Yeah. We're a crew.
We're a crew.
Like behind Cardi B, like you guys are just like dancing while she's rapping and shit.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. We need like one more, though. No, you just need to be rocking some camo.
There you go.
Her nips out.
Demonetized.
What are your questions,
Lena? You might want to look at that before you put it out.
Hit us with more with your questions.
I remembered my questions as we were going, so I don't have that many on here, but...
Okay.
Oh, they're questions that you came up with.
Because you've been poring over the book. You read it all in a day.
I did.
You self-published this?
No. So it was really funny. So I was like applying to all these agencies because I had no idea how to publish a book, but I Googled it and it was like you find an agent and then your agent will bring your book out. So I was contacting a bunch of people, and in the back of one of my favorite books, she thanked who is now my publisher, but I thought it was an agency. So I went and had a meeting. They liked my book and they had a meeting, and I went there thinking they wanted to be my agent, but they were like, no, we want to publish your book. And I realized I'm at a fucking publisher. It's like, oh my God. So I skipped the step of having an agent.
Wow.
I went and met right with the publisher, and they just really believed in my book and they liked it. They said it went with like, cause the first book I read was another porn memoir that I found them through, but I thought she was thanking her agent, but she was thanking her publisher.
Oh.
So yeah, they published it, and it, when I was writing it, I had no idea if it would get published. Like I kind of thought like, this is probably like something maybe I'll give my daughter like when she's like 20 to read and like, so she knows my whole life story.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool to have it regardless of if it comes out, you know? Yeah.
And I wrote it like when I was pregnant and I wasn't working or anything. So it was kind of like I had nothing else to do. And I wrote it hoping, but I wouldn't, like, it's still surreal to me that like my book is going to be in Barnes and Noble when you walk in.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I had him, he was deployed, and I was like, I think I want you to write in my book too. So like the very last chapter is Alex wrote, and it's just like addressing like, how can I marry a porn star? Like how can you do that? And I remember like when I was like reading it, I was like, oh my God, you're perfect.
That's tight.
I forget sometimes.
So are you, how big are you going on this? Are you going to do like dates promoting it, or like what's the plan?
Yeah, I know August 13th, I'm doing like the first official book tour, or the first book signing in LA. Mm. But then I'm booking feature dancings around the country so I can do like a double of like book signings at a bookstore before my feature dancing. So yeah, I want to do like a little book tour.
So wait, Barnes & Noble will let you like do a book signing as a porn star? They don't have anything against that?
I guess not. That's yeah. Dope. Yeah. But they're like, my publisher knows a bunch of like bookstores in little cities and stuff, but yeah, it seems like everything. I couldn't believe, like, it's on Target's website, so it's going to be in some Target stores.
That's so cool.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I figured, like, if I ever got published, it would be, like, me putting an ebook on Amazon. Yeah. Something, like, small like that. Like, this whole thing is just crazy to
wow,
me.
Wow, that's super dope that you're doing. It's so official.
Right. I thought, like, no one would take me seriously because of
I really I enjoyed it. I don't think it's because because I know you. Like, I was trying to figure that out, but mm-hmm. We both read that Jenna Jameson book, too, you know? Mm. And it's, like, I was just as interested in yours.
Awesome.
And it's, like, super good. And actually, you just triggered my other question. You're going to dance in the strip clubs, but they don't trigger you?
No. I mean, it's kind of hard. It's more so, like, if I was, like, a house girl, like, dancing, I feel like that would be triggering to me. But I know I'm there to do, like, my two shows. I go on stage, do that, and then I get to be, like, kind of, like, in my own little bubble. Like, we've done feature dancing when I was, like, newly sober. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, kind of triggering. But, like, my main thing is, like, alcohol doesn't bother. I can be around people drinking now. Like, that's fine. But, like, if you guys had, like, a line on the table, I'd be, like, like that's my thing. Like, if I can't see Coke at all, like, that.
Really?
That's, like, that's my one thing. Like, I have to get the fuck out.
So, if you see some guy doing a bump in the corner, it's, like,
I'm going to be itching.
Sweating, really?
I'm going to be itching, yeah. Remember I did that photo shoot where the guy put Coke on the dresser, and the whole time, that's all I was thinking about, that he was doing Coke.
Like, you can't even watch Narcos.
Yeah, if I see someone it's snorting, bad. I'm, like, it's getting a little itching.
Is AVN like hard for you?
AVN is always like the hardest time. It's not like I'm
people
at a point.
Do coke there?
It's when you decided to get clean.
One guy.
So yeah, that was the last place I ever did coke was at AVN. Remember that last night that we went out with the boom? And I never did anything after that time. But like now that I have my daughter, like it gives me a reason. Like I don't even consider it anymore. Before her, like it was in my head, like I could do it, you know. But now it's just like solid. It's more so like not that I feel like I'm gonna do it. It just really gives me like that weird itch, like where I start fantasizing about it. Mm-hmm. But alcohol doesn't give me that.
Yeah, I remember when we went to do the 5-girl orgy. I was super nervous because I had never worked with a bunch of like legit girls, and so
you were drunk.
I brought some tequila with me, and I was like, is it okay if I drink around you? Like I wasn't sure. She was like, no, it's fine.
Cute.
I just wanted to be conscious.
I loved that you
asked. I
wasn't
sure, but I was like.
I filmed that, and it was odd.
And you also thought that when we were begging for the cum shot, that it was you. Do you remember that?
No, because
that was the really funniest
to this,
thing
gosh.
Ever in my life.
Let me speak to my audience. So I show up to film a 5-girl orgy, and Lena had made it clear. She's like, I haven't asked the girls if they want to hook up with you, but I'm assuming that some percentage of them are going to want to whatever. And then at one point, so they're all naked. They're all hooking up on this bed, and I'm just hanging out filming it. My dick's hard as a rock. It's kind of weird. And then they go, okay, so now we're going to do one where we're all begging for your cum and you're filming us. And it's like, we're just begging you to just cum all over our face. So I'm like, shit, all right. So
I took
my pants off. I thought that you guys, like, I don't know.
You're talking to the hypothetical viewers.
I know, but I wasn't.
Make this real.
I didn't know that that's a thing in the Snapchat girl world, is mm-hmm. that they'll do one where they're just, oh, give it to us. Yes. And like. That's
like, I'll give it to you.
Asking you.
I forgot about that. That was
it
funny.
Was, like, I was like embarrassed for him, but also thought it was the funniest, cutest, most adorable thing ever. Because I've adorable. Never done stuff like that either. It's like a lot of like one of the first girls I went to work with. She's like, you want to do jerk off instructions? And I was like, what?
Yeah,
what
it's a different world.
Jerk off instructions. And did you just tell the guy like how to masturbate to you, ever. And like then you tell him to come? And I knew that you were really
wrap your hand around your penis.
She has one.
What?
A what?
You're slowly by slowly.
Oh my God, no, stop.
I have to.
I like on Brazzers, like they made me do a 10-minute video on how to give
minutes.
The perfect blowjob. So I was like trying to be all sexual. What'd I say? Like slowly
She's like,
by
slowly. By slowly.
It's just like the most embarrassing, like cringy video I've ever made.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
So good. Oh, God.
I think the great thing about having a book, though, is just that you can sell it. It's like a good long-term selling thing. Like, you could still definitely be pushing it in 5 years.
Right.
And that's very different than a lot of stuff. Like, with, like, music, it's kind of like you put it out, and it's like, if it doesn't blow up, then, like, everybody's forgotten about it, like, a year later, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And they already offered me, like, a second book. Like, they're talking, like, they want to have a relationship with me putting out books, like, in the future. So it's just, it's crazy that... Like, to me, it's just like, you're taking me seriously? Like, you know, like, it's a weird feeling because I just still am, like, in my head, I'm kind of like, oh, I'm just a porn star. Or, like, I just do porn, you know?
I think it's dope, though, because, like, really, at the end of the day, what's the difference between you and, like, Jenna Jameson? It's like, she was just, like, a mouthpiece for the sex worker community, you know? It's like, why not? If you can write a book, why not?
Yeah, I love, it's a good feeling to, like, do something to make money other than, like, fuck. Because that's the only jobs I've ever had. It was webcamming, stripping, then porn. Those are the only jobs I've had.
And wow. Subway.
Okay, yeah, I worked at Subway for like one week as punishment when I was in... Because my dad owns Subways in the town we're from. So I remember when I got in trouble, he made me work at Subway for a little bit.
Holy shit. I think that working at Subway is a far more heinous act than any kind of sex work.
Oh, God, that's a punishment if there ever was one. Oh, yeah. I hate the smell of Subway. I'm sorry to your dad.
And I was like the class slut in high school already. So everyone's like, oh, with footlongs, haha, like making little sex jokes.
I look down on anyone who eats Subway on a regular basis. Like, I really look at them with scorn and hatred.
We were just listening to Joey Diaz talk shit about Subway last night.
And I was so on board that it's not even
her
funny.
Dad owns Subway, babe. Let's be nice.
I know. And if you're in the business of Subway, cool. But, like, you know, I know a lot of people who sell crack and they don't do crack. You could own a Subway. Just do not eat at the Subway. Go across town. Go to Bossa Nova's. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
So where are you guys at in your life right now? Like, anything new going on aside from the book, or what's up?
Trying to figure out how we're going to do these feature dancing, because I want to with him, because first of all, like, I feel like it's good to have, like, a security person there, but also, like...
It's, like, good security.
Yeah, right?
People think
Except
that.
Now he's going
to
be famous.
Oh, really? All the time. This one guy came up to me one time. We were at, in like, El Paso, and he's like, hey, how did you get this gig?
Like, doesn't know he's my husband or anything.
I, like, didn't know I was her husband. I was like...
But then it's hard because the clubs that book me don't want, like, a boyfriend or a husband coming along, because they're just going to think he's there to, like, be jealous and, like, be over my shoulder and, like, monitor what I do. But I'm really like, no, he's dope. He's going to keep me safe. Like, he's going to carry my shit. So I want him to come. But then we have a baby. We can't bring a baby to the strip club. So now we're trying to figure out how to...
Turn up. YOLO.
You know, my baby knows some Cardi B lyrics. I don't know if I should put that out there.
Her two favorite songs at the moment.
Money
by Cardi B.
And My Type.
Wow.
She goes, My Type. That's My Type.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's not a Lil Nas X fan?
No, she's not.
I feel like that's the biggest song with little kids.
I bet she would love that one, though.
Yeah. Because my friend had his 4-year-old daughter in here the other day, and she said, play the horses in the back.
Oh,
my God.
So cute. Yeah. But that's, like, my struggle right now is, like, doing this, like, which was never a problem before, to, like, go travel and feature dance, but it's, like, with a baby. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because, like, I'm so attached to her. Like, I miss her right now. And I just saw her, like, maybe, like, 2 hours ago. So, like, going out of town for overnights is, like, so hard for me because I just love her. And, I'm trying to be the best mom I can. But, like, with my line of work, like, I'm constantly always thinking, like, oh, my God, is she going to hate me one day?
Like, we brought her to AVN this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't be without her for those. It was, like, 4 days. I'm like, I'm not being without her. So him and her stayed in the...
It was, like, dad and baby.
She's not
going to
remember. She's still young enough.
Yeah. She didn't come into the convention, but she was just in the same hotel room.
She didn't do a signing?
Yeah. She didn't sign.
I think she'll be all right.
Because, like, I'd be walking through the Hard Rock with, like, a 2-year-old. Very clearly a 2-year-old. And... like, all these performers that, like, knew her and knew me would, like, come and be like, hey, what's up, V? And, like, give her high fives.
Because they follow my personal
social media. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So I don't write anything about my daughter on my Carmen stuff just because people are immediately like.
Oh, you have alternate social media. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, so I post literally my daughter's my whole life. And that's all I post on, like, my Amber stuff.
I don't exist.
I don't really write much.
I want to lurk your real account. That sounds
interesting. Everything's private just because, like, my daughter, I don't want them to be, like, nasty. Mm. But anytime I do, like, if I, like, mention someone, like, some performer, Tiana Trump was like, I want to have a daughter one day. And I, like, retweeted, and I said that was like the best thing of my life, like having a daughter. And then the fucking roasting me, and they're like, "Well, your daughter don't love you. Your daughter's not gonna want love. Is she gonna be a porn star one day?" Yeah. So I just like deleted it, and I don't mention anything about it, just because I just don't even want, and I don't want to put her on my platform either.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think Tiana Trump's ready.
No. I love her though.
I like her a lot too. We want to have kids in like a couple years. So I was trying to find a different Instagram name. I'm like one of the mom. I was trying to go like save one. But then we were looking at Britannia, and Britannia like puts all her kids on her page.
And
Pornhub
clothes.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I guess it can be done. Like it's not that impossible, but it is still weird.
It's edgy.
Well,
it's
Carly edgy, posts pictures of her baby on her Carly thing, like, but I feel like I almost feel like with a boy it's almost different. I don't know. I don't want them to sexualize my girl.
Like you're setting,
you know what I mean? Like I just don't want to post any pictures of her. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I think it's like if you feel like you can handle it, then you should do it, in the sense that like if you can't handle having your appearance made fun of, then don't post pictures on the internet. If you can't handle your kid, people talking shit and making terrible jokes about your kid, then don't post your kid. You know, that's like basically what it comes down to, because you know the worst possible shit people could say is gonna get said.
Right,
at
exactly.
At the same time, though, well, I agree with that. We don't know how V's gonna feel.
Like she could be so like totally like dope, like awesome.
She could be
mom.
Super dope and be like, "Cool, thanks for posting me on that." Or she can be like, "Mom, why the fuck did you post me on that?"
That's why I didn't do like Prego fetish. Like when I was pregnant, I was like, I could have made so much cash off that, but you know, I don't want
you did
her
a couple
to.
Couple of the.
Yeah, I just didn't want her to be able to like Google and like be like, "Oh my god, you were doing this when I was in your belly."
Yeah.
So
that is a weird thing. Like people who have YouTube channels where they just like promote their kids like crazy, it seems like it's all good, but then like you know. Kids go through awkward phases, you know, and it seems kind of cruel almost to like.
Mm-hmm. Look at Kylie Jenner. She had her awkward phase on TV, and look at her now. It's gonna be fine.
That's so true.
No, just fine.
Guess
it's a gamble because, like, you know, you put your
kid
out there.
I mean, we plan
like
on putting our kid on YouTube, so I mean, so
yeah, but you gotta pay
YouTube's
his rent.
Different.
You know, from day one, you're paying your rent.
Why
are
you assuming it's gonna be a he?
Or he or she.
Adam's gonna put it back in. He said it's a girl.
This is like China. If we have a girl, then.
Oh, you would have like such a cute mini me. I could picture you guys both like rocking the same scrunchies.
You're not coming back from that one.
I'm more worried about the boy painting his nails.
Oh, we're painting his nails.
Oh, God.
That seems like a thing that like you can't get away from nowadays, is that all the boys are painting their nails. And I'm kind of freaked out by that.
Your nephews have their nails painted.
Really? I didn't even know this was a thing, did you?
That's a little...
I feel old.
I know. I'm like, wait, guys are painting their nails now?
I don't know. Traditional gender roles. I don't know.
By the time they're like 4, then they realize, like, oh, that's a girl thing. But until that age, just let them have fun.
I'm going to tell them day one, don't be a bitch.
You're not painting your nails. I will fucking kill you. Get out of here.
That's for girls.
Dad didn't raise no bitch.
I'm buying our son a dollhouse, and you better believe we're playing pretend.
Really? A dollhouse?
That was the hardest
way you could
have.
A lot of times girls develop language better and faster because they make up these like imaginary scenarios in the dollhouse. Mm. So, I mean, you could do the same thing with like a train track, I guess. They can make up a scenario, but it's a lot... The types of conversations they end up having because they're using like this house scenario is sometimes
our
better for their development.
That.
When you were talking about your 7-year-old all-female orgy, I was thinking about the fact that when I was like 11 or 12, me and all my friends took the Power Rangers and the Barbies, and we put the Power Rangers and the Barbie dresses, and then we set them all up like have a big orgy, and I thought that was bad.
I was actually doing it.
not that there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, is it bad for 7-year-old girls to like...
We were saying that we were going to practice.
I think it should be discouraged.
Yeah.
If I was a parent, I would say no orgies.
No.
Stop.
Yeah. We should practice having sex.
Oh, that's a little weird, I guess. Yeah, that's weird.
If I found out that my 12-year-old daughter was doing that, I would be like upset. I would tell her, I don't want to have that conversation. I think you could have that conversation, but I think you're supposed to discourage that. But
did you see on Twitter
so
the guy
young.
Who beat his daughter's ass because she was 12 and she had sex when he found out? And
he beat her ass?
He beat her ass, and it was like on Twitter, and all these guys in the comments were like, that's what she deserved, and I'm just
damn.
Like...
There was a video of it?
I think so.
He's like, let me set up my camera real quick. Like,
your ass going to give her a friggin' mental disorder doing that, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're fucking up her future sex forever.
Oh, I mean, I just feel like, she's not going to develop her thought process on sex is going to be all fucked up if you're...
And then that's why people lie to their parents and they're not honest, you know?
Yeah.
And then they fucking get pregnant.
You got to find a way to discourage it besides beating the shit out of her. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out a way
like
to talk to her.
Like telling me I'll go to jail, I was fucking scared. I was like, all right, I shouldn't be doing that anymore.
Do you watch that show Euphoria?
No.
Okay, you should watch it. It's like, for me, it's a lot because it's like they're in high school and they're doing all this crazy shit that I didn't even know people doing in high school. Oh. But I feel like you can't tell your kids not to have sex. It's just like, they're gonna, in high school, everyone's fucking doing
just
it.
Just pray that they're ugly and then nobody will want to have sex.
I was fucking ugly.
No way.
I was.
There was a real threshold or limit. Like, I would have been having a lot of sex in high school if there were more girls that wanted to have sex with me. The problem was that I was not really that attractive, so.
You were tall. You had that going for you.
Yeah. I only go so far.
Plus.
Thanks,
so far. Yeah. I was super awkward looking in high school. You can,
dude, you got to look up John Hicks on YouTube at some point because you look like a fucking buff ass version of this dude that we're all friends with that a lot of people out there know. But you look like the fucking mannish ass version of him.
Dude, I was tiny in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we went to his reunion, same everyone height, was like, oh my God, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm. Like, same height, like 175 pounds when I played soccer.
Mm.
Oh yeah, soccer players are always super like lean.
The string bean at Campbell Hall.
If you didn't start like working out and lifting, do you think you would have had a harder time getting or staying sober?
I think so because it was like my new addiction. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like I was just like casually working out. Like I was tracking every single calorie to make sure I get this many grams of protein, this many grams of fat, and like I had my whole work because I'm like obsessive about things. Yeah. Like I have such an addictive personality that I have to have like an addiction about something. Like Fan Centro is kind of like my addiction right now. Like checking the money, you know, like in my thing. Like that's just my personality.
Mine is also addicted to that.
Yeah.
And who's addicted to their fucking YouTube analytics, huh?
Ba-boom!
I mean, it's also like there's a high you get from working out.
Yeah.
That is probably
endorphins.
The same. Mm-hmm. But so would you recommend anyone like trying to get clean to pursue it?
Definitely. I would say use that as like a healthy addiction because I was definitely obsessed with that. Was my whole life was just fitness, but it was a healthy addiction, so it was good. Like I was, and it was the first time taking care of my body, and it felt good. And yeah, and the high, it's cool to like leave with the high, but you didn't just do a bunch of coke. Remember the first time he tried to take me to work out?
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
I snorted like 3 Adderall, but I was thinking, I was like, it's just pre-workout. Like I did not have a concept that you could go do things without drugs.
Did I know that you did that?
When we pulled up, I was like, my heart is killing. I snorted a bunch of Adderall and we had to like try it again the next day.
I would rather kill myself than snort 3 Adderall. That sounds deadly.
And then like to go work out, your poor, my heart, I was like, I knew I couldn't do it.
I'll never forget because I worked at LA Fitness when we went to LA Fitness, and so her check-in photo was she went to like a Big Sean concert.
Oh my
and
ass
got the shirt.
So
the shirt is just from here up, and she says ass and like
big with my money signs.
I was like, yep, there's my girlfriend. Like my boss sees this every time she comes into the gym.
Ass,
so
ass,
funny.
I'm just me. That was so funny. Oh man. Okay. So.
Get Carmen's book. It's really good.
This was illuminating. I think this is very good. I think this is exactly what they want. I'm actually really anxious to see what angle the comments go with in terms of talking shit about this.
Right.
I'm probably going to get called a cuck.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just, I guess that's just, does it turn you on when you watch me doing it? Or no, is it just like, that's her job?
It's like, that's your job. Like, it's not.
Yeah, because he's never been like, you want to see. It's not like in a weird, creepy way where you want to see it.
Have him go around.
It's never like you're into it for like your sexual gratification. You're just like being supportive of me.
Right.
But I don't think a lot of people look at that because no one would want their girl being banged by all these dudes.
I feel like it's good for the audience though because of the fact that they talk shit because it actually is hard for them to comprehend how this kind of relationship could work. So I think it's like actually going to be a really interesting experiment to see what everybody says because of the fact that they clearly are curious. And I feel like your perspective on it is very respectable, that like nobody's going to be looking at a thing and like, this guy's a fucking psycho, this guy's a tweaker. Like you sound just like totally, like it just isn't that big a deal to you. It's like everybody, right. I feel like they're going to have to accept like, oh shit, I guess some people are different than me.
Yeah, I think I'm just wired different.
Everyone has a different threshold. Like, I don't give a fuck about people looking at my girlfriend naked on Twitter.
Right, and some guys would be like, Like, so upset about that.
Well, a lot of people watching are really young, and they're still in the mentality that, like, you have to be jealous over your boyfriend liking someone's photo. Like, that's totally, like, a normal thing to them. So they can't imagine how you allow me to post nudes, you know? Right. Like, it seems insane.
Everybody's got a different threshold. But then again, also, a lot of girls would not understand how the fuck you could date a guy that comes on here and says some of the stuff I say.
Oh, I mean, I have, when we first started dating, I used to need to use my mantra all the time. I don't anymore because I'm just so used to it. But it, like, I was like, he's saying these things because he has a podcast, and it's for the podcast, the humor of it, the entertainment of it. Like, you know, it's like, I was like, for the views.
You're so cute.
Like, I was telling myself, like, there was one time you said something where I was like, this motherfucker. And I, like, texted you, and he was high as shit, was not even paying attention to what he was saying. He's on live. He's like, some girl walks in, he's like, man, I really want to fuck that girl.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, excuse me?
I was just talking to my homie. She was hot. Whatever.
I know, but you were talking like the camera was off, but it wasn't. And I was like,
I don't see why that's a big deal. I feel like
you apologized and you thought it was a big deal at the time. Okay, don't take it back.
The relationship that I'm in, that I'm the most comfortable in, is one where I should be able to say that a girl's attractive without.
That's true. So I should be able to talk about my exes and the size of their dicks, right?
Sure. Let's say all on that last one.
That's one-sided over there.
It's
yeah.
one-way street.
Everybody's got a different threshold.
I feel like I tell you everything about, like, details about dudes' dicks and like exes everything. And like
sometimes a little too much, not because I don't want to know or like it hurts me, but just
I held
it's
nothing
like,
back to you.
Yeah,
what you would don't. Be an example of too much?
Too much? I'm trying to think.
Like the one I always go to is the Alina Lopez telling me that a guy couldn't get hard on set, so she ate his ass out for 30 minutes while she was texting her boyfriend.
Oh, probably
any kind of fluffing type thing might bother me, to be honest.
Well, you don't like
we know what bothers you. It's a lot.
No, I don't. No, yeah, I don't like like it's.
So that's not.
I'm like always offended, and I'm like, this is your one job. Like, just
stay hard.
Yeah, but I do know that it is hard for guys to do that. It is a lot of pressure for the guys. Because girls, you can just be like, yeah, you don't have to like really.
There's
have
no
something.
Outward showing of hey, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think of like an overshare that you've.
I've told you like everything. Like, I tell you about like. Everything I ever do.
Yeah. I honestly don't think... Oh, we'll meet a guy that I've never, like, seen her perform with. I think it was, like, at Avian, like, the first Avian that we went to.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, he has, like, a 12-inch dick. Like, as I'm shaking this man's hand.
I'm like, just letting you know. Like, just telling you the backstory of everyone.
I'm like, thanks. He seems like a nice guy, too. Like,
but you have to remember, my world is so much different than yours. Like, what's normal to me, like, I remember it was really hard for me once I, like, started having a personal life outside of porn to understand, like, you can't talk about anal sex at a table when there's other people around you. Like, I'm just, like, in a different world.
I think the funniest thing was, for me, seeing, like, the difference, just because she's, like, so in her own world. All the time is when we were at Christmas with my parents and my dad asked her what kind of music she wanted to play, like thinking it was going to be like some like Frank Sinatra Christmas music or whatever, like whatever her family plays back home for Christmas.
Play Tupac.
She goes, I don't know, 2 Chainz or something.
I said hip-hop or rap or something, and he just like looked at me and said nothing
and then played like Christmas classical music. Christmas music.
Oh my god. I didn't know what to say. I was trying to be myself.
It was the funniest thing.
If your dad asked me to pick a station, god, I don't know what the fuck I would do either.
Right. I was like, hip-hop?
My dad would never think like, oh, let's put music on.
No, yeah, your dad's definitely you know not trying to play music.
I don't think his brain's wired that way at this point.
But it's super cool, because I think, honestly, going back to my parents have been, like, super accepting and, like, open.
Mm.
And
not at the beginning.
Not at the beginning. My mom, sorry, Mom. My mom, put you on blast for a second. My mom said when I wanted her, we were at dinner at a restaurant
long
in the Valley
ago.
A long time ago, before we got married. And
she never met me yet.
She hadn't met her yet, and I was like, Mom, she's like, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, I want you to meet my girlfriend. My mom looked me dead in the face and said, I will never meet that whore ever.
Hot take.
And yeah. I said, all right.
And he walked home.
And I got up and I walked like 5 miles back to my car.
Wow.
And then drove.
So I was super scared of like, but now we're like best friends.
It's awful.
Yeah, we're like gal pals. So they accept me now, and it's like I can talk to her about it more than I can talk to my own dad.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like she'll ask you questions about like work and how things work and stuff like that.
But I mean, I get it. Like, you don't want your kid to marry a porn star. And at that point, I was like, still like, my Instagram was like,
well, that's
I was not shy about I was doing drugs and stuff, and everything was like naked and.
But like, that's what she said too. She's like, you were the first adult performer I've ever met. Of course, I'm gonna have these kind of like preconceived notions about who you are and what you're about and.
My parents know something, but I don't. I think they're just trying not to think about it.
When we were going on that vacation with your family before I ever met your sister or your mom or whatever, one of your sister's friends said, like, is she going to, like, dress appropriately around the kids? Like, straight up asked your sister that. And I'm like, God, imagine if they didn't know how to dress appropriately around children. How weird that would be.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I used to be a nanny.
You come out of the tube top.
I honestly was scared about wearing this in front of your mom. I'm going to dinner with her after this, and apparently my boobs are coming out, so this hair...
Yeah, your nipple just came out.
So this hair's got to stay right here. I might go buy a cardigan or something.
Control yourself. You want a hoodie?
I literally texted my sister a photo of the outfit to make sure it was good for your mom.
It's cute. It's like florally.
I just think about one time I went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles with my mom, and that there was like a 400-pound black woman, and then my mom was just kept like looking back at her and just going like, that woman's boobs are so big. My mom was just like so interested in this woman having gigantic boobs.
I said something to her about my boobs, and she couldn't stop giggling. She got so shy. She got so uncomfortable, and I was like, okay, maybe not.
My mom, you should bring this up. My mom, one time we were playing Scrabble, and she wrote the word cunt, and I've never, ever seen her laugh this hard. It was like 15 minutes of giggling.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yeah, anyway.
I love her.
Enough mom talk.
I love her.
This is a segment that we call mom talk. We tell stories about our moms so that everybody thinks that we're actual people.
I love her.
Okay, well, I appreciate you guys. You got anything else planned while you're in L.A.?
I was going to shoot some content. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do tonight. Now I think we're going to see a movie or something. But
You guys should just go stand out in front until you find some guy to just...
Girl.
Kid in camo pants to just do a scene with.
There we go.
There you go.
My idea.
I'm looking for some, like... some. We saw a little Tatianas walking around.
Oh, yeah.
They were, like, 14.
Okay. Yeah.
You all said, right, bye.
And I quote, oh, my God, she has braces. Where's her mother?
That's a thing, though, now. Some girls have fake braces.
Oh, really?
Because dudes like it so much.
Porn?
That's gross.
I just found out about this.
That's not
right. It's super weird to me because you're looking at them and they look like they're like 25. Like, they're dressed up like little girls, but you can tell they're not. And then they have fake braces. It's very confusing.
I've seen cam girls wear like pacifiers during their cam show. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
It's a race to the bottom.
Ugh. See, I can never do that stuff anymore having a kid.
It's
like, yeah, like even like stepmom stuff. Like, I could never do a scene where I'm like a stepmom to like a girl or something now just because it would just make me think of my daughter.
The dynamic's too weird.
Yeah.
Real.
It's like I see that there's I forget which company it is, but they do like the whole scenario is like in the psych ward sort of thing, and they're like fucking the patient, and I'm like,
damn.
You know, as a psych major, I really just can't appreciate this. Yeah. This feels a little like too real and too weird.
You guys are making me feel bad about all that World War II porn I used to jerk
off
to.
Shut the fuck up.
No? Too much?
There's real World War II porn?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, God,
maybe.
Just kidding, but
I hope not.
So many people are going to look that up now.
Dude, I used to hang out with a girl who like played Marge in a Simpsons porn.
You have hung out with a lot of girls.
Her whole body was painted yellow and shit. It was gross. I did not like that. It wasn't hot. I'm like, who would be into this?
I remember I watched Family Guy porn once.
Yeah, she did one of them too.
Yeah, it was the dog fucked Lois.
Oh, that's deep. That's wrong on
No, I liked it.
I know you did. Oh, Brian.
That is what, like, Brian is just pining for Lois the whole fucking show.
Right.
So that actually, I would enjoy
sense.
Watching it finally happen. Yeah.
It's part of the canon of the show.
Yeah.
Who? I mean, you really got off of that?
Dude, like, from doing porn for so many years, I'm so, like, watching regular
Her
porn.
Search history?
It's
is
disturbing.
The
it's just
thing.
All different presidents.
I open her phone, and I open her phone, and I'm, like, typing something.
Oh,
and
God.
it was on Pornhub. I was like, whatever, let's just see what this is. The first thing that I found in her search history was, like, what was it, like, BBC gangbang dumpster.
They were
and
getting.
And I was like, what in the
world? It was a garbage can.
It was a garbage. It was
oh
a
my
girl
god, I just saw this on porn, but I couldn't click it. The girl was in the garbage can yeah. and she was giving a head in the garbage
but
can.
But you were searching for just, you wanted to find dumpster porn just or like, you knew that dumpster porn existed and you wanted to go see it?
No, so I saw this hot scene that, well, it's kind of fucked up that I liked it. But this girl was getting fucked in like this dumpster and like all these dudes were just like using her. And then I wanted to re-find that video like months later. I was thinking about it. So I was trying to find it. So I was searching and going through all of them, but then I like settled on one like I think it was a dog fart scene where all, like she was like on an upside down garbage can and then dudes are just like running a train on her.
Wow, you know, actually the other day I had the weirdest experience because it was midday, girlfriend was gone, all of a sudden I just had to get one out. So I've actually started like watching porn a little bit lately. It's weird.
What's your category?
I'll tell you. I searched anal orgy.
Ooh.
Just wanted to see what would come up. And so I see the reality show, the Brazzers House thing.
Oh.
Don't watch any girls I don't like. I'll fucking kill you.
No, there was definitely some girls
I like know who was in that house. That's what I'm saying.
It was weird for me because we know like half of the girls in
it. Yeah, right.
And they're all, it's just like
it's weird watching people you know.
Right, and I don't mind that normally, but it was just the fact that there were so many. It was such a free-for-all. It was so weird. And I was skipping through, so I didn't actually see it, but it seemed like there were like weird segments where they were like...
They sit and they talk, right?
I mean, or there's like, it seems like there's like events or like contest type stuff. It was very strange. And I saw so many girls saying like, vote me into Brazzers House for a while.
Yeah, when the Brazzers House thing happens. But I love free-for-alls because it's just like I loved our five-way girl thing because there was just like so much pussy. Like you just couldn't choose. Like I love
so
that.
Much fake moaning.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so weird.
Don't call us out, babe.
Every single one of
so
you guys
much
just
fake moaning.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
And then the camera cuts and they're like, oh, okay, what's up?
But no, wait, okay, listen, when I watch my scenes, I do be like, oh my god, I sound fucking terrible. But like in the moment, I feel like I'm being for real.
Yeah.
Like obviously you play it up a little bit, but like when I'm like eating raw or looking at pussy or girls eating me out, I'm into it.
Well, the scene of you and Rob from your showcase as like all of the comments on Pornhub where she's getting like fucked in the pool.
Well,
and
I have
he's
Rob
pushing
drown
her
me.
Head underneath the water and she's like screaming and he shoves her head under and like all the comments are like, man, I'd shove that bitch's head under too if she was screaming like that.
They
it's
like
a 100 comments
me.
And I was watching, oh shit, you just got roasted.
Well, I sound disgusting and I hate the sound of my moaning. I think it's I can never see my porn or the trailer with the sound on. I hate the sound on my porn. I think
you can't watch yourself having sex. You always watch the intro and like
the trailer, but then I don't like to watch myself because I just like critique it all. I think I sound
what
like a dying animal or something.
You know, I feel like this podcast could go viral, but the last podcast we did that went viral was when we had a couple girls on, and one of them was Violet Saucy, right? Was her name, right?
I think so.
And she was talking about how she wanted to get a. To shit all over her, and that went
to
viral.
Shit all over
people
her?
Are still talking about it. That clip is still going around because she's talking about like, yeah, I asked my agent, he said that I would have to go to Germany
because they won't let you film it.
Yeah, because remember I did a scene.
She said she would make him eat clean for a week too. Oh, I'm like, no way, we're eating chili fries. Okay.
You had that one scene that they couldn't release because it was like bananas.
Me
and
my friends, this was back in like my crazy cocor days though, of course. We ate a bunch of bananas and chugged like a gallon of milk and did puke porn.
Like bananas and blowjob.
Like it was just like we were throwing. And I remember I ate chicken nuggets before and one of my friends, like I puked up the chicken nugget and she picked up the chicken nugget, dipped it in the puke and ate it.
Ugh. Porn? Amazing things take place in this community. Let's be real.
Yeah, I've done some weird stuff.
Spiegler was talking about that the other day. I was like, you know, we'll be in the Uber and we won't even be thinking about the fact that this is weird for the driver. Everybody's talking about douching their asshole.
Right. You get so normalized to everything.
I mean, Spiegler is like the Uber driver though, because he doesn't really like know or care that much about anything that actually happens on set. He said he hasn't been on set in like 20 years.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's like the OG though.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Is it hot or is it just me? I'm very hot.
It's you,
you're
girl.
Hot?
It's you. Hot.
You're smoking.
It's because I started talking about the Brazzers House.
Maybe.
I didn't really
I don't
jerk
even know if that
it.
Person that I hate is in that house. I just got mad because I just was thinking about it.
No, honestly, I just started looking at it and just started like I wasn't jerking off to that. I was just
curious.
Looking at it because it was like the reality show thing. I was like, I want to see what this is like. I didn't really have it in me to watch almost any of it for more than like 20
seconds. When I've watched porn with you, this is how it goes. We decide what we're gonna watch. There's like 10, you look over like every couple minutes and then you fucking close the screen and then we continue fucking. So it's very minimal actual watching.
Yeah, but when I jerk off to porn in real life, like without you there, it's just like 2.5 minutes of me fucking jamming on my dick.
Furious, violent masturbation.
Scream at the top of my lungs.
I love when we go to watch porn together, he grabs my phone. He doesn't even ask me what I want to watch. He just automatically writes interracial gangbang. you already know my category.
And then I'm going, for the best part is I'm going through it and like still trying to like retain like the mood. And she's like, no, I already saw that one.
It says watch.
But you know what is so bad with me too is that the only time I've spent money on porn in like my entire adult life, but like the last like 10 years, was we got a Black membership just because a girl that we know got a fucking bunch of dudes running through her and we wanted to watch it, and then we never watched it, but we should watch it
because I do want to watch some of their scenes.
Yeah,
that's my category too.
There's something about
really.
I'm just kidding. Babe, I'm into Black only.
No, but I understand the Black perspective that like there's something about watching a girl get ran through.
I'm more about the scenario. Like it, like obviously the guy being attractive does make a difference, but it's like the scenario. One time I was watching a Black scene and it was like they're having like some party that was really fun, and then it turned into a giant orgy. Like that was like a hot concept.
Nothing but a gangsta party. Yeah.
Obviously, Jason Love was in it.
Really?
Jason Love.
He told me once, he's like, I'm on your no list, huh? Like, everybody's on my fucking no list.
If you have a penis, you're on my no list.
Yeah. One time, Trippie Redd called me gay because I was at a party and Jason Love showed up and I was with Trippie Redd and I introduced, just like what you were saying before, I introduced Jason Love to Trippie Redd. I go, Trippie, this guy's got the biggest dick you ever seen. Trippie just looks at me and he's like, you gay as hell, man. He's like, what the hell is wrong? He was really offended.
It's just facts. Yeah, and it's true.
At the end of the day, exactly. It's like, it's such a freakish attribute to have that it's, it would be like if you had fucking three vaginas. I'm going to introduce you to another homie and be like, you got three vaginas.
He's such a massive human that if he didn't have a dick that big, it'd be fucking weird.
It'd be like so big in real life, though. Like, I knew it was big, but like when we were about to start blowjob and stuff, I looked at it, I was like, oh. Holy shit.
It's not going anywhere.
Look at that cannon.
I was like, that has to go in my ass. I met him.
I met him and thought he seemed like a fucking pretty normal guy. And then I looked at his Twitter and he's out here with like a water, like a Poland Springs bottle next to his cock. Just like, he's like, wake up in the morning. He's like, damn, I got a big ass dick. That's how I picture his brain working in the morning.
Yeah. It's like, that's
so funny. But Jason gets talked about this podcast so much. Oh, on this so podcast. You have to get him on here.
Oh, yes, we got to.
He's a cool dude, too. Like, he, like, is all into, like, poetry and, like, reading. And,
really?
Yeah, and he has, like, a normal life and, like, a family. And he said that he's, like, super well off and he got into porn just because he's a pervert.
Wow.
Like, he didn't get into it because he's like, damn, I need to make money. Like, he's like, I'm just doing this because I want to fuck.
Right.
And he has, like, a normal life thing in Louisiana with, like, his daughter and stuff. Like, he's super, like, dope. He just wants to fuck.
We got to get him to come through with some fucking girl that he's just ravaged so she can talk about the damage that was just done to her vagina.
I don't think a girl wants to get. Well, yeah, it's clearly not me. But
my shit is wrecked.
If my shit was fucked up, I'm not trying to go be on a podcast. No offense.
Just to walk in as an advocate is like, yes, this guy got a monster.
Oh yeah, I've definitely been around girls who are like, oh my god, please book me with Jason Love again. Like talking to people, I'm like, oh, okay.
You're like, I want to find out.
No.
Give me that thing.
My booty hole is a little ruined.
Hey, baby, if you ever want to get more open-minded, baby. I'm going to get it after this, you guys.
She covers the microphone like, what do you think this does?
And still speak directly into it.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, hey.
Buy Carmen's book. That's all I want to keep saying.
Yeah, you can buy her book.
What's the easiest way to get it? Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon. I mean, even if you just search Carmen Karma on Amazon or Carmen Karma, my book's called Overcome. And it's on Amazon. I think you can get like the audio version, the ebook, or the hardcover.
Did you read your own book for the audio version?
Did.
Yeah, it was really hard.
It takes like a week or something, right?
It took like, I think 4 days, but it was like in there all day long, just like killing it. But it was hard. It was harder to read it out loud than it was to write it.
Really?
Yeah, like certain subjects, I was like, oh, I do not want to do this chapter. And then when I had to read your part out loud, that's what like made me super emotional.
Did you cry?
No, I don't cry.
No, you don't.
Reading a book, that must be like when rappers are in the studio and they're just like, they got their engineer and they're just punching in and just every time they mess up, they got to redo that line and you're just sitting there. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to keep redoing different like words. I was like, how do you pronounce this properly?
And the guy's like, you wrote it. What do you mean, how do you pronounce
it? I was using big words and just
like, yeah,
source.
Reddit never said it.
Yeah, don't you got like a dictionary.com app or something?
Yeah, yeah, so I'm like trying to sound all smart and then I'm like, fuck, I have to read this shit. But it was amazing. Fun. It was fun. It's so cool. Like everyone's sending me like the screenshots on social media and it's just like, it's weird that like my book's out there and then it's weird. I'm like, you guys actually want to read this? Like I wanted Lena to read it because I'm like, this is the only porn girl I know that reads.
Wow. I hope that's not true. I was just going to say, I recommend you guys get the hardcover because there was like 8 pages of photos they were really nice to look at to see like where you were. It's such a happy ending too that it was just such a great story to read because the whole time I'm like, oh my God, this poor girl's in trouble.
Yeah.
And at the end, everything's great. So
picture this. I walk backstage at one of our shows in London and you got on one side of the room, you got rappers snorting ketamine. And on the other side of the room, you got Lena curled up reading a book.
Oh, that's adorable.
So funny. Lena,
I didn't know any of the words to the song. I wanted to read the book.
That's so cute.
That's adorbs.
I'm glad that you read it.
I loved it.
Yay.
Okay.
Coolest podcast in the world. Available on iTunes, Spotify.
Nope. YouTube.
YouTube. SoundCloud.
iTunes. Like. Now I say like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, do it.
Turn on your notifications.
Turn on notifications. Ring that bell.
Motherfuckers.
Follow me on Twitter, Adam22. Instagram, Adam22. I don't say these things because I just assume that they've probably already done it, but I guess it's good to remind them, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Interact with me on platforms. Interact with them on platforms, not him so much.
No, I'm super.
We post nudes, so you're going to want to follow our Twitters.
Mm. 18 plus.
He's not trying to get followers. Editor, don't go hunting for his at, right? Do we have your consent to not tag you? Or is that the plan?
Yeah, he doesn't need to be tagged. Right. It doesn't matter either way, but.
I don't care either way.
Okay. It's lit.